Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
An Auckland Council proposal could see some off-leash parks becoming leash-only, as well as further restrictions on dogs running free at some beaches. Public submissions close on the 23rd of February, with the proposal receiving much criticism so far from communities. Additionally, in late October, councillors voted 11-8 in favour of $11 million being spent on improvements at Waikaraka Park and moving all speedway events, namely Western Springs in the city, to that venue. This decision has also received much criticism, with action group Save Our Speedway saying proper process wasn't carried out when the future of Western Springs was discussed at governing body meetings on October 24th and October 30th, and now requesting judicial review. I spoke to Councillor Julie Ferry about both of these topics, starting by asking her what some of the feedback from people about the dog walking proposal has been so far.
I think the two main issues so far have been around whether we've got the proposal around limiting how many dogs, like professional dog walkers, can walk, and then some very specific stuff, sort of park by park, of which there's one in particular in my ward area around Monte Cecilia Park Corner. There's quite a bit of community discussion about that one too. So the regional issue around the dog walking, and then some very specific local issues. Those seem to be the ones that are popping up so far. And I know there's been some Have Your Say events, some drop-in events, but it's probably a little bit too early to say, okay, this is the type of feedback we're getting. And we'll just sort of have to see what we get after the 23rd, because there's a lot of people interested in this, a lot of dog owners, a lot of people who like to have dogs in parks, other people who, and sometimes the same people, who find dogs in particular contexts not appropriate, scary, you know, those kinds of issues. Yeah, lots of views on this. Dogs always attract a lot of submissions. So we'll be interested to see the analysis when we come back to that.
As you say, there has been a lot of community discussion around this decision, and it's been criticised for wanting to change rules at some parks which have a network of paths around sports fields, for instance, and significant off-leash dog areas, with the decision being said to be prioritising sports over other users. Council's proposal is, of course, trying to strike a fair balance for everyone who uses Auckland's public places. However, some dog owners have questioned where else they would go with some of their local parks' accesses facing changes. Do you have concerns as to where dog owners will walk their dogs if these changes go ahead?
I think you're right about the balance. It's really tricky in some areas, and like I'm thinking particularly around so Monte Cecilia Park in my area in Hillsborough. Beautiful park. And when I was on the local board there and we did the dog access review last time, which feels like quite a long time ago, it's probably only about 6 or 9 years ago, we actually added an off-leash area to that park in response to community requests, concerns that there weren't enough off-leash areas in that part of Auckland, and by and large it seems to have worked quite well. And the proposal now from the local board is actually to remove that off-leash area. It's not the whole park. It was a particular part of the park. I'm not aware that there have been a lot of issues. It's been raised before, and I remember on the local board we used to always ask the staff, you know, have there been issues at this park? Have there been incidents or reports? Not very many. And so I'm a bit confused about why the local board are proposing to move it, because it is well used. There aren't incidents happening, and there was a lack of options in that part of Auckland, which is why it was added. And so, yeah, where would those dog walkers go? And you know, my experience is that a lot of dog walkers have a number of parks that they go around. So I'm talking about people walking your own dogs as opposed to the professional dog walkers, and they like to have a bit of a rotation as well, and so the knock-on effects of potentially meaning, oh well, if there's no dogs in this, you know, no off-leash in this park, there might be more in another park, which actually might make it unsustainable in that part, because then, yeah, so you do have to think about it as a network, and that was the approach that added that area. So, you know, there will be sites like that one where, you know, maintaining the network is definitely part of the conversation. So I'll be interested to see what the feedback is on that specific one. I don't have a decision-making role on Monte Cecilia Park, that it sits with the local board, but I understand the Facebook group Dog Lovers of Monte Cecilia Park, I think it's called, I'm not in it, has been discussing it heavily, and will be taking their views to the local board before they make a decision.
And another concern that has been raised is the 16% of unregistered dogs in Auckland, roaming aggressive dogs and irresponsible owners who do not de-sex, socialise, train and exercise their dogs. Do you think the conversation should be more focused on this issue instead?
I don't think it has to be an instead. So having appropriate off-leash areas, having indeed the limited number which are fully fenced and stuff where you can have a menacing or dangerous dog off leash as well, having on leash areas. You know, this is all part of a network that helps dog owners and dogs to be responsible. So there's that. In terms of the issue around roaming dogs and unlicensed dogs, and there is definitely an overlap there, unregistered dogs, we see a lot of the sort of end result of that stuff at the Regulatory and Safety Committee, and I have just personally, through my experience on that committee over the last 2 years, become more and more convinced that you do need to think carefully about owning a dog and whether your circumstances allow for you to do the best for that dog. So for myself, I'd love to have a dog. I had a dog as a kid, and one of the reasons I agreed to have kids was I thought, now we can get a dog. It hasn't worked out that way because we don't live the kind of life that we could actually give a dog what it needed and look after it properly. And, you know, we see people coming to that committee most months who probably shouldn't have a dog at this point in their lives because they're not able to look after it properly. It ends up roaming, it bites someone, it's exhibiting aggressive behaviour around other dogs, and it's not fair on the dog, but yeah, they aren't taking the responsibility that they should. And so investing in that as well is really important, and actually the role of off-leash dog areas to aid with that socialisation. A lot of dogs during the lockdowns, a lot of people got dogs, but also a lot of dogs didn't get that socialisation during lockdown. They didn't get de-sexed because, you know, we couldn't access vets and things like that. And also a lot of owners didn't register their dogs during that period. So we're really suffering the knock-on effects of a period where we as a community, but also we as a council, were able to pay a lot less attention to this because of things beyond our control. And now we have this sort of booming population of dogs who in some cases aren't able to be looked after by their owners as much as they should be, and resulting in roaming dogs, unregistered dogs, problems with dogs.
And in October late last year, councillors voted 11-8 in favour of $11 million being spent on improvements at Waikaraka Park and moving all speedway events, namely Western Springs in the city, to that venue. Action Group Save Our Speedway wants the council's decision to relocate open wheel racing to Waikaraka Park reverse, believing proper process wasn't carried out when the future of Western Springs was discussed at governing body meetings on October 24th and 30th. The group is now preparing documents to apply for a judicial review. Is council welcoming judicial review on this decision? Do you think there is adequate cause for concern regarding the council's process?
I think, to be honest, I don't think there is, but there is potentially some benefit in the judicial review looking at that and showing that, you know, vindicating the council's process was actually fine. I think that's what a judicial review will find. And everyone has the right to take a judicial review in these kinds of circumstances. So, yeah, I don't begrudge them doing it. It may indeed clear things up in terms of people who have, who distrust the council being able to be reassured that actually, you know, this has been looked at repeatedly and in depth, and, you know, it, the process was actually fine, which I think is what it will find. I would note that one of the things that's been raised by the Save Our Speedway group is that they feel that the expression of interest that went out for people to for the future of Western Springs Stadium, which could potentially have included people saying they were interested in running Speedway there, they've said that that wasn't widely enough advertised to the Speedway community, but they actually put it up, I believe, on their own social media, advertising it before it was, you know, well before it was closed, I think like the day after it opened or something like that. So there's sort of a bit of a you know, and we did have at the last minute, like very last minute, come to us in October, someone who sort of put their hand up and said, actually, I would be prepared to continue running Speedway. We had no proposal, we had no information, we just had an email from someone saying, you know, because that's the key issue, is that the current promoter isn't prepared to keep running things at Western Springs because they lose money on it. The restrictions on the Western Springs venue because of its proximity to residential area, lack of investment over time, those kinds of things, mean that the experience of Speedway there has unfortunately lost more and more punters. You know, my own parents used to go and they stopped going because of the restrictions, which meant whenever things got too loud, which correlates to a certain extent with speed, they had to slow all the cars down, and so the, you know, the racing element of that then gets undermined. So more will come out, but I'm comfortable with the decision we made in October. I think it was the right decision for the future of Speedway. I think we're going to see a real renewal at Wakaraka Park, much like the shift for the Warriors from Carlow Park to Mount Smart. You know, Mount Smart is now very much their home. That was hard, and you know, a lot of people were very attached to Carlow Park, but sometimes these things evolve. I myself was very attached to North Harbour playing at Oniwa Domain. I was a season ticket holder there and stuff, and they moved to North Harbour Stadium. So these things do happen with sports over time as facilities aren't appropriate anymore. They're in the wrong place and another opportunity opens up that could be better.
That was Councillor Julie Ferry speaking to me about criticism regarding Auckland Council's proposed restrictions on dog walking, as well as further criticism on the decision process to move the Western Springs Speedway to Waikaraka Park.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
We'll be right back after this short break. Text in your thoughts on 5395. Keep it on the beat.